Okay, it's W. It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but give credit to Lavelle's bunch. I think they're a good basketball team, and they did some nice things early. We got off to 9-0 or whatever it was, and at that point they started running clock for 15 or 20 seconds before they started actually running into trying to be aggressive and play, and it did take us out of the tempo that we wanted. We went to a lot of different lineups tonight, played a lot of people, didn't shoot the ball exceptionally well, didn't handle the ball exceptionally well. We had 14 turnovers. They had 14 turnovers, and they're playing zone most of the game, and we're playing pressure man-to-man and full-court man-to-man, so we didn't exactly get them to turn the ball over. I look at the freshmen. That's pretty good. Justin Jackson was 3-1. Theo was 4-2, and Joel was 2-0, I think. So the freshman's assist-error ratio was a lot better than everybody else. I think we tried to hit too many home runs on the offensive end of the floor. It wasn't the thing that I was curious about is getting our guys to understand Marcus is a pretty doggone good player. And the other team's playing a box of one sometimes. It'd probably be good to have some guys go set some screens for him and help him out a little bit. That wouldn't be the dumbest thing I've ever seen anybody do. So got to work on that a little bit more. At the same time, we did share the ball around quite a bit. We just didn't make two or three footers or three-pointers, either one. So we got to shoot the basketball better. We got to get more out of our defense. And first half, I was really disappointed in rebounding. They had 7 points from offensive rebounds to our three, and we ended up 16-13. So it was 13-6 in the second half, and that's what we have to have.
Questions?
JP made a mistake in practice, did something I didn't like, and so didn't start him. It's over with now. He came in the first, I think he may have been the first substitution, and then started in the second half, so it's no big deal. But he's had a great preseason, he really has. He's done some nice things for us, and he's been one of our better players and had as good a preseason, if not the best preseason practice period of anybody on our team. He was okay. It's a different game than the exhibition games. There's more involved, more people in the stands, to say the least, than there was the other night. But I think he did fine. Theo and Justin and Joel Berry are going to be very good players for us.
What do you think of the execution?
That'd be that old joke about what do you think of the execution of our team, and the coach says I'm in favor of it. You know, that kind of thing is. I didn't think we had very good. You guys will get it in a minute if you didn't already have it. Barry will get it before he goes to bed tonight. Okay. I didn't think it was very good. You know, and it's this time of year, we got so many things that we've got to improve on. So we practice every day trying to get better in everything, but we weren't very sharp.
What did you think of the way your team, when you went to full court pressure and crafts and stuff, how they did that?
You know, we got some baskets out of it, but we also gave up some layups. We did increase the tempo a little bit with that, and so I like that part of it. You know, a couple of years ago, we started out against Oakland and shot 75% in the first half and looked like world beaters and didn't shoot the ball the rest of the season worth a darn. So I like the fact that you play a pretty doggone good team and you have some struggles because everybody's got to look at themselves and the things we've made mistakes. They've got to learn from it and then try to change it. But I think the pressure was okay but not great. You know, we've been trying to work on our foundation in North Carolina as long as I've been here, even as assistant or head coach. Our foundation is our running game, our half-court pressure defense, and our freelance. And that's what we've spent the majority of the time on. So we haven't spent nearly as much time on the press. And I think we've had one time in practice that we played with JP as a four-man. And so I went with that tonight just to see something because Bryce was in foul trouble and Isaiah was struggling. And so trying to do a lot of different things and play a lot of different lineups. I guess we had probably 10 or 11 guys played double figures minutes. So,
following up on that, Coach, the full court defense, is that something that you saw in the opponent you were playing tonight or something that you maybe hope to work in more with this team that you have?
No, I'd like to do it more with our club. I mean, the only tape we had was their scrimmages, you know. And so, no, it's things that we need to do as our team is to try to see if we can be a little better in a full court. Well, I think Justin and Theo both one time in the first half they took consecutive outside shots and both times they could have penetrated the zone. You know, people play zone. Why? Because they want you to shoot from the outside. I don't want to do what the other team wants. I hear coaches say we took what they give us. I don't like that. I want to take what Dickens I want. And so I think we settled too much for the outside shot in the first half against it and moved a little bit better in the second half.
You mentioned on Wednesday being able to face an adversity before going to the Bahamas. Is this kind of a game for a good learning experience for
you? I think it is a good learning experience. A good team, very good coach. And those kids played really, really hard. You know, again, you think of it, one play in the first half, they had one guy going for the rebound. We had four. And it was off the board, off the rim, on the floor, and who came up with the ball? Their guy. And so we'll see that play at practice tomorrow.
How much zone offense have you guys worked on?
Well, we've worked on it quite a bit, but you can't simulate what they do, regardless, unless you spend a lot of time working on zone, and we don't do that. So that's the reason this kind of game is so much more valuable to us getting better later on.
Did you like some of the interior passing?
Some of it, but, you know, we turned it over sometimes trying to force the home run, as I said, trying to make the great play too. We've been passing it really well. Big guys have been passing it well. First half, JP makes a really nice bounce pass to Bryce. Bryce goes up, misses. It gets fouled. But we got to make those shots too.
Who stood out to you most on the defensive end?
Wow. Nate Britt, probably. I think Nate did a nice job of trying to put pressure on the guard. It's a short list. It's a short list.
A couple more.
Bryce had a high with 12 points. You mentioned this being the kind of team that has balanced scoring to where, you know, the lead scorer isn't going to have a 20, you know, necessarily have a big production.
You know, I'll answer the question both ways. Yes, but I think we'll have five or six guys that throughout the course of the year will have 20 points at one time or another, because I think we'll have that kind of ability to score. But I've always liked a balanced team so much better. It's harder to prepare for a team that's got more than one guy doing the scoring.
Joel had a couple good plays, a couple of shots, ran the floor really well, got fouled on one sequence. How much have you seen from him in preseason of maybe developing a little bit more?
I think Joel's getting better. You know, it's hard because in the first half he was in the game and the shot clock's winding down. We run switch and the guy dribbles right to the basket and lays it up because he doesn't get out and switch. You know, but yet he's got an ability to shoot the ball as long as his shots are simple. You know, you don't have to duck your head and go skip to Malou and dribble it 17 times. Just shoot the daggum basketball, and that's the shots that he made tonight. And he's getting better, and that's the thing. I think Bryce is a little better. Kennedy's a little better. Isaiah's a little better. Joel's a little better. Desmond's a little better. Jackson. So they just got to get a lot better in the games and not just be satisfied with being a little bit better.
Take one more. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
It's Coach Williams in the Continental Tire Coaches Corner, brought to you.